Welcome to the Vlogpastors Podcast, a podcast all about the stories and strategies of sharing God's love in the digital world. Now, here are two pastors that love to put a camera in their face and walk around in public. They are the Norm and Cliff of Digital Ministry, Jared Brown and Joshua Verwers.
That's right, my name is Joshua Verwers.
And I'm Jared Brown. Oh, hey.
Hey, and we are...
Nailing it.
And we're the Vlogpastors.
We know what we're doing.
usually, there was something else I was supposed to say. Oh, hey, and you are you, and thanks for joining us live and on demand on whatever social platform you're catching us on, because we're all over the interwebs.
That's true, but you can catch us every Wednesday at 10:30 in the a.m. Central Time, God's time, and help influence the chat, kind of guide the conversation as to where we go for the day.
Well, we say every Wednesday, 10:30 Central Time, except for last week, because last week it was actually Friday.
Oh, that's true.
10:30, because yeah, that's true. We were a little. And if you remember, I think we went just a hair long last week, but... you and I both got to get out early today, so early. We can't stick around. We've got like right at an hour, so this is going to be a little bit shorter, but let's that's get what it. We got to do. So we're going to jump straight into what were we talking about? We wanted to discuss a few things. We had a few different options that I had sent out to you in our Instagram message.
Yes.
I had said we could talk about like reels and the impact and reach that they've got, because we've both been creating stuff, you know, me mostly on the personal stuff. You've been doing quite a bit over on the church channel. Yep. I'd mentioned courses, which
we're talking about it. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
And then websites, because outdated websites drive me nuts. Like that's the one
Every
I really want to talk about.
Website is outdated.
Oh, but I'm talking about like extremely outdated. Like a couple months back, wound up taking Reagan out for her birthday dinner, and it's Monday, and I'm looking online. We wanted to go to Osushi, and Osushi is fantastic because the sushi rolls that they give, which if you guys ever get up here, we should take you to Osushi just because you'll get a kick out of it, because they've Absolutely. Got like, I mean, I know you guys like sushi, but on top of that, it's all like TV and movie themed names for it. So Ooh. They have a John Wick. There is like the Dark Knight. There's a Harry Potter. There's an Avengers. There's, you know, all these different ones, which is just kind of fun. And it's so good. Anyways, we were going to plan on going up there. And it was a Monday, I believe we were heading up because I checked their website. It said what the times were. It also said that like they've got an all you can eat type of a deal. And I'm like, yes, please. I'm going to pig out on sushi. And then we get there and there's a sign on the door and it says they're closed on Mondays. And this is her birthday dinner and they're closed.
Just call a timeout real quick. Because there's all you can eat sushi. I need to pause you right there.
All you can eat sushi.
If I may, this magical place. What would be the price tag, approximate? Give me a range for all you can eat sushi.
I want to say it was $35 a person. no joke. And then if you don't do that, they do have like a takeout special, and they've got two different takeout specials. One of them, I believe, is three rolls and two appetizers, or the other one is four rolls for like $38 or $39. But yeah, the all you can eat is like $35, $38, somewhere in that range.
So you're saying they went out of business?
No, they're still up and going. Yeah.
But they were closed.
Well, so they were closed on that day. And apparently during COVID, they wound up closing on Mondays and they just never updated it and never reopened. And their website says that they're open on Mondays, but they haven't updated it in 3 years.
I see why your response is somewhat visceral. So, because if I was going for all you can eat sushi and I showed up, I've checked the website, I am there to do work. I can see the reaction now.
And then 3 years. Yep. And then last month, same thing or similar thing. My back was out. I needed to go to the chiropractor. So I'm trying to figure out where am I going to go? Who am I going to go see? Because there's like two or three different chiropractors that I go to, just depending on what their availability is. And I created my schedule around the one here in town, knowing when she was available. Because she was available according to her website, like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And this was a Thursday. Thursday morning, I call, and it says that she's only available Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I had to wait another 24 hours with sore back. And it's like, just update your website. Which, okay, so that was the topic why I wanted to talk about websites. because...
Well, how long's too long?
What do you mean, how long's too long?
Well, 3 years, obviously. You say 3 years?
Wait. Well,
I would tend to agree with you. Perhaps maybe that's too long. But what if you just stay? What if you're like a church? Your service times are the same service times.
So here's the thing. If it is in essential information that hasn't been updated, there's a problem. That's kind of my take on it. But anyways, we might talk about that later on. Because I do have a resource that I've never really announced for pastors. And small churches that might help a little bit. But we'll save that for another time, or maybe there will be a What Joshua video, or I don't know, who knows? Who am I kidding? A What Joshua video? Like, that's actually going to come out?
I'm waiting for a Joshua Verwer's original.
Well, there was the one last week, remember? We were talking about it in the episode. We talked about the... And then...
Well,
release the vlog after the Vlog Pastors podcast, because I just didn't have time to edit all of the footage when you and I had to meet on a Friday.
My apologies,
friend. Although it would have been after the Vlog Pastors podcast anyways, because had it been a Wednesday, I wouldn't have had the event until a Thursday. So the earliest I could have got it out was Friday anyways.
Well, okay, fair enough. So you are releasing content, but I want to ask you about something. This has been a few weeks ago, real quick, before we get into our main top. Yeah. You did an Instagram, it was just a post. It was like a carousel or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. That was, let me just give you some kudos real quick. That was probably the best Instagram post, and I don't know how to quantify this either. Definitely from a pastor, hands down. But that I have seen, whenever it is, okay, yeah, on computer it lacks a little something. On the cell phone, like that's great, don't get me wrong. But on the cell phone, that is the most beautiful. Yeah. Look at that thing. Look how it flows. And it like overlaps your hand. Your hand and arms go to the next screen.
Yeah.
Did you just pull it off of Canva or what? Because that is amazing.
No, I spent way too much time on that. This was a Canva template, but the Canva template was nothing like this. Like the only thing that's really there is the last two colors. Actually, I don't even know if this was the color. I think that was a different color I put in. This like save for later was, and my name and tag was about the only thing. But the arrows I all put in, redid everything, took lots of screenshots and trying to format it. And my thought was like, cause we had talked about this a few weeks back when we were discussing where should you post your church content. And you had essentially said, post it everywhere. It was that invite collab feature that, you know, Trade kind of told me about. And then I wound up discovering that, hey, it's also on Facebook, and had talked in some DMs to Vaughn Sanders, and he had used it for a while. And it was just kind of neat to put one of those. I've seen a lot of people do these carousels, and I think they're really cool, especially on Instagram, because on Instagram, you're swiping. And so if you hold in the middle of a swipe, you can see where the two scenes are there. But the problem
is what got me.
Like on this, you can't see it. There's no seeing this one.
I'm gonna pull it up on my phone real quick. I don't know that you can see it as well because this will be kind of truncated on. Oh my goodness. Focus. Wait, see if I can hide my face and it'll do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's seamless. The hardest part, was actually those seams, the overlap, especially on the arrows. That was the hard part because it's trying to find an arrow that will actually
look at that. There's his arm. Work. Yeah. There's his arm. Come here. Why is this not going over?
I don't know.
I don't know why this is not going over.
There you go.
And there he is.
Yeah, the arm back is behind the two things.
Slick?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I appreciate that. But no, it was one of those that I wanted to do something. I wanted to make one of those, and I've wanted to make one for a while. But it's like, I mean, what? I don't know. Brian Serosa. So what are they doing again? How is this possible?
Yeah, it looks like some witchcraft right there, honestly. Because yeah. I like this reminded me, this was reminiscent of whenever you vlogged, when we vlogged, but the idea originally came from you. Why don't we vlog the our sermons during COVID?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, of course we should do that. This was one of those. This was one of those moments where it's like, oh, not only like should we be doing reels and stuff to educate the audience on how to do all this stuff, which is hopefully what we'll be doing with our show moving forward. But like, it was like, you did it at such a level, man. You did it at such a level. It was like, oh, that's the authority piece.
But don't I always do that?
No. You, yes. Sorry. Yes and no. Yes, you do. But you disappear for 6 months. You'll do one and then you'll be like, and then you'll come back with a brand new one with a new template the next time. And it'll be 6 months later and you'll have blown it out of the park. But we've kind of forgotten about that one. You're still the OG. I say take that template and then go. Yes.
So that's
reiterate.
I'm wanting to do some of that, and I don't remember who it was that had asked something along those lines with that. It might have actually been John Hayes, who we're not going to talk about today.
Let's not talk to John.
But it might have been one of those where he mentioned something about either doing like a video version of it or doing another type of carousel. I like the carousels. I'd like to do more of them. It's just got to be the right idea. And then that's the hard part for like my personal channel, because it's not pastoral heavy. It's not vlog heavy. It's vlog pastor heavy. And so it's like finding that sweet spot. Now, could these type of carousels be done like on a weekly basis for a church? Absolutely. I mean, especially a preacher that's got like a 3-point sermon. Hello, there's like 5 carousels really quick. First one, start with your hook. What question are you really trying to answer for your message? You skip to the next one. There's point number one that you're trying to make. Next one, point number two. Next one, point number three. And then the final one, here's the big call to action. And that was essentially the whole format that I did on this, was what I was thinking of for a church. Like the very first one is how to collaborate on Reels. Like that's the hook. Hey, do you want to know how to do this? Here's how you do this. And then it was just a step-by-step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then it was like, oh, but what about, and here's a second hook. What about Facebook Reels? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then call to action. Do you think you're going to give it a try? So it was just kind of that, you know, that kind of format where it's like, hey, we'll just try this and do it. So I think that pastors, churches could really do those easily. I don't know like analytics, how it did. But I really,
I think you should sell it.
I don't really care how it did, because it was like, it was cool. Like I liked it. And I heard several people saying, thank you for that very last page where it says save for later, because they were wondering, how do I actually save this? And then they're like, oh, that's what that little like ribbon thing does. You can click that and it actually saves these posts. And the same thing on Facebook, people were asking, how do you save for later? It was like, well, you have to hit the little 3 dots. What are those 3 dots, by the way? I'm talking about
more. Is that not, I've always just
the more icon
has been in my mind. That's like more. I'm going to Google it.
I don't know. I don't know what it's called. I mean, I've talked to it about it being the, like the ellipses, but isn't the ellipses just like the three
what
dots?
What do you
when
call
you're
the 3-dot symbol?
We're going to find out here. What does Google say?
Well, yes. Well, it says an ellipsis.
Yeah.
Consisting of three eventually. Yeah. But on social media, I should add to that.
Yeah, because it's different when it's that. But yeah, it is the more. And like the three lines, I've always just called that the hamburger icon. Because you got the, you know, the top bun, the bottom bun. Yeah, see, like right here. Here's the hamburger icon. Right there. This is more. That's a
What's
hamburger.
What's a hamburger?
You see, you got your bottom bun, you got your beef patty, and you got your top bun.
Where's your cursor?
Down in the
there
bottom.
It is. Oh.
See, it's a hamburger. It's a hamburger. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There it is. Hey, I just want to be able to ask a different question. What do you call the three-dot icon on social media?
I don't know. So out of those three topics, do we want to talk about reels today? I mean, we've only got like, I don't know, 40 minutes or so.
Yeah. You want to talk about reels?
Yeah, let's talk about reels and the impact, because we've been posting some stuff.
Well, right? I would like to say, yeah, I guess this is my time to formally go online and say I was wrong about reels. I thought it was a fad. It may still be a fad, but it is a long-lasting fad. I figured it would pop in for a second for the kiddos that didn't want to turn their phone over sideways or didn't want to focus in for a full story. And oh my goodness, damn, the gloves are off.
I didn't even wear the shirt.
Tell you what, you know, I always knew it. I did. I could tell it in her voice. But anyway, no, I thought it was a fad that was just going to like kind of, you know, pop in, pop out, and we would be back to long form, horizontal or, you know, regular content. Yeah. Nope. Wrong. I think it possibly could have been that way, but they have obviously written it into the algorithm and everybody is now on board and it is a complete thing in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah. So I'm kind of wondering, because I've been posting reels, TikTok, YouTube shorts, reels on Facebook and Instagram, been posting it on all four. So the main four vertical short form formats, and YouTube and Instagram reels are performing the best. I would say Instagram reels is probably performing the best for me. And maybe it's close to being the most consistent. I would say my Facebook or my YouTube shorts are probably the most consistent, as in, well, that and TikTok's pretty consistent, but TikTok is low views. Like I might get like 200 views on a reel on TikTok. YouTube shorts, most of the Bible verse shorts, they're getting between 1200 and 1500 views on average is kind of where it's setting. Facebook is pretty, it goes up and down. So I'll get like a few weeks in a row where I'm getting 500-600 views. And then a few weeks in a row that it's 1,000 views. And then it drops down to like 200. But it'll do that for a few weeks in a row. Whereas
what type of content?
These are just the Bible verse shorts that I'm talking about first. Okay. Just because I've only done a handful of those like little sermon snips. Sermon clips, but each of those have been pretty consistent in how they're doing. And I was thinking it's about, I don't know, 200-300, something like that. If I, kind of remember, go back here. Well, yeah, here. So here was a few of the views from Instagram. So this one had like 265, 204, 809 versus the Bible verse shorts. You see like there's almost 19,000, 2,800, 2,000, 14,000, another 14, 16. So it's like Instagram's all over the place for me as far as where the content is going, how much views it's getting. But I think I'm seeing more engagement, especially with comments and shares and retweets and, or not retweets, retweet Instagram, sharing where, you know, like you share a reel to
the
a story.
Triangle.
I get a lot of the shares to stories. So it'll come up as a mention. And so I get quite a bit of that on Instagram. I was shocked because for a while there, Instagram, it was like it died off and there was nothing happening. And I'm like, oh, okay. But now it seems to be coming back. Like I was even impressed with the engagement that I got on those sermon clips. It was more engagement than what I was getting on the others, on the other platforms, with those. So it was just interesting that I, like you said, I had kind of written Instagram off on this and I'm like, well, they keep trying video and they just keep swinging and missing. It's like they try to push it and promote it and then it doesn't really take off. So they drop it. Do you think that maybe there are just more eyeballs on Instagram that are looking and consuming that type of content now that all of a sudden Instagram's like, oh yeah, we want to push more of this out?
Yeah, I think so. I think the trickle down. I think you did TikTok and all the kids, I say everybody, made a swing towards TikTok. But I think with regulations and I think people realizing that there's just, if we're being honest, there's just not like meat. You can't really sink your teeth into a long form story. You got to find somebody. It's real seeker dependent. You've got to be the driving force in order to build like Joshua. I would have to search you out every time. Otherwise, you know, you just happenstance. Maybe I get to see Joshua in a day or one of his videos. And he would have had to have made so many videos and made such an impact on TikTok that it finally found it into my feed. So, but it, you know, it did have a lot of attention. Instagram flopping up with their reels. And I think that one is a honey hole right now. That's where a lot of the attention is. I've noticed I hear it outside of, you know, just our YouTube social media type circles, just in the general populace. They'll be talking about searching for a reel, or I'll get reels sent to me. So it's like, okay, this is what people are using right now. And then YouTube has hopped on and they're finally full force. I don't know if your feeds are the same way, but there'll be a shorts feed. Well, you know, whatever original video, and then you're going to go through a minefield of shorts.
So you can, right.
You can tell whether that's news or whether that's something that you're into or whatever it is that they're trying to push for the time. But they are trying to get you spun off into a shorts frenzy.
And I will say, having not only been producing content on those four, but also consuming the content on those four, it seems like Instagram and TikTok feed me what I want to consume the best. But
yes,
TikTok will throw in one to challenge me that is so far off base. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, you're Facebook now, because Facebook, I don't know what they're doing, like with their algorithm. I'm like, you're the same company. Why does it take you? Why is it this hard for you to get this right? But yeah,
I
Instagram
like that they do that
on
I
Facebook
really
that they put no. wild or.
I like it whenever whatever platform challenges the content every now and again, because sometimes I'll get in an echo chamber and I'm like, I know I'm in this echo chamber. I know I'm listening to the same. If you just use politics, I know I'm hearing the same stuff over and over and over again because I can hear them. But like every now and again to have a different viewpoint, it's like, oh, thank you for that. That was enlightening.
Yeah,
let's do that again.
And to be
fair, no more of that.
To be fair, I like when they give me suggested content. I like it when they're like, oh, this isn't what you typically use, but you might like it. If it's close, like just give me in the same ball field. But when what I'm typically watching is either like cart and arc type videos that are ratting people out for leaving their carts in their parking spots, or police audits, or inspirational or funny Christian TikToks and memes, like that's what I'm doing. And all of a sudden, you want to throw a scantily clad woman in a bathing suit jumping around in my feed. It's like, what have I ever done that has given you that impression that that's the content I want? And I can't skip fast enough. It's like, stop this. That's usually on Facebook. And I'm quick to just, all right, I'm done with the app for the day and I'm not even coming back. That's the stuff that it's like a little irritating. And YouTube Shorts, it does some of that, not to the scantily clad thing, but like prank videos that are on the verge of being appropriate, like, cause you're just going to be violent, and have a reprobate mind with the stupidity that you're doing. That's the stuff. It's like, all right, well, I guess I'm done on the app for now. Instagram doesn't do that to me. It gives me suggested, but it's not what I would typically go to, but it's enough that it's like, oh, this is interesting. I'll actually watch it. Because maybe at some point I have engaged or interacted with something like that. Like I'll get a camera tutorial reel and I'm like, I don't go to Instagram for any of that stuff. That's all YouTube, but there must've been something that I had looked at because it is kind of in my wheelhouse and I'll give it a watch. So I think Instagram somehow they've done better on suggested short form videos than even YouTube is doing.
Isn't that interesting? That YouTube, I would consider it the champion of video and getting people on the platform, keeping them there. Like they are the powerhouse of video, but their algorithm has not figured out, at least in shorts.
In shorts.
They're like, oh, you liked, and that might be a lesson to all of us though, because just talking through this, you liked Joshua's video, but you didn't like his shorts. You know, it's like, but we're going to keep on trying it because you have such a history of his shorts. Yeah. Like, because I have some gun people that I watch, and I like to watch them do their whole video. But for some reason, their shorts are terrible.
Yeah.
And YouTube keeps on like, here, you're going to like this. You like this guy. I promise you, you're going to like this guy. And I find myself going, you just don't get me. Like, I don't want to watch this. Let's do something else. Show me something different. But they don't get it, and Instagram has. But then again, maybe it's just the social element because there is a share factor to that. I am not shared shorts. I am shared reels. And I find myself engaging a lot more in that.
That's the other thing that I do think Instagram has a couple features that they do better than. Oops, there's that thing again.
Josh, whatever. Whoops.
It nope, just that popped was,
right up, didn't it?
I forgot to close it out the last time. I forgot that. Yeah, if he's watching.
Dustin, I'm sorry. Are you in the chat?
Oh, man. That's all right. Even if he is, I'm not pulling up his comment either because all he's going to want us to do is talk about barbecue sauce
just,
again.
We're just talking stay about away reels. From John. Just stay away from John.
Although, speaking of Dustin and reels, he sends me all the time reels, and this is the feature that I think Reels does an excellent job on, being able to share. The fact that you can share a reel straight into Messenger, and it works better on, I've seen it working much better on Instagram because I've had a few of them that have shared on Facebook. It doesn't seem to work as well, and I don't know why, although I heard something recently about Instagram and Facebook and Messenger, like they were going to pull it out from there and make it a standalone, or they were going to integrate it back in. So it wasn't a standalone, I think is how I heard it, or I don't know. Cause Messenger is like a separate app that they were trying to go up with. I think it was the reverse where they were trying to pull it out of there and just go in. Anyway, so that was like the thing that I've noticed, the two main features that Instagram has that they do better than the rest of them, the collab feature that we were talking about, and yes, Facebook does it, but I think Instagram's is just slightly better the way they do it. And maybe it's just because they've been doing it longer. I like the collab feature. I like the way it looks, the way it shows up, and the shareability, the fact that you can share a reel straight into Messenger and you pull it up and you look at it. I get those all the time. And that's where it's like, hey, other platforms, figure this out. I've tried to do that, and I've tried to share TikToks with people through TikTok's Messenger. It doesn't work. Like, it just...
It's buggy. I get you. Instagram and Facebook should be absolutely seamless. Like, they should look no different for some reason. Not the ad, not the platforms, but whenever you go to share something, that puppy should be so integrated. I don't know what these guys are doing. You're the same company. Let's just do this thing. Like, it should be flawless. I still don't like the way it looks whenever you go to share it on Messenger or whenever you go to share it, you know, vice versa. I don't like that.
No, it's just messed up, but I like that feature.
It's tagged like, and it's got all the shadows and the bars on it. I don't just make it normal. For some reason, TikTok does an incredible job at that. Like whenever you see a TikTok video, maybe it's the branding, but like, You know, it's a TikTok video. They're really good, man. They are really good at what they do. I don't like them, but they're really good.
Right. They've kind of figured it out. And I wonder if maybe some of them figuring it out is just the fact that they were the first ones there. And so they kind of set the standard of, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is how you're supposed to do it. And then everybody else tries to do their own little iteration. No,
they swallowed their pride. We watched them come onto the scene after the Musical.ly thing. We watched them do exactly what we're talking about today. They posted everywhere and they didn't care. They posted on Instagram. They posted on YouTube like crazy, and they paid to be there. Knowing that they're a competitor, they fought for that space. Because I remember thinking, why in the world would you allow this TikTok thing to be on your platform, to be one of the, it was for a while, it was like Squarespace. It was the number one advertiser. Now they've way backed off. I don't even know that they're on YouTube anymore. I haven't seen any ads. I pay to not. But back in those days, they were every stinking where. And I think that's kind of what I've been learning as far as reels and shorts, man. Yeah. I think some of the folks I've been talking with, and especially my experience in posting for businesses and stuff, it's like maybe they have been. Like they're on Instagram. They're on YouTube. They do post weekly or whatever. but it's the people who are, and this is so dumb because it sounds like one of those guru type people, but it's like they're consistent and they're everywhere. They're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, if you have it, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the shorts in particular, the reels in particular, the vertical content that's 30 seconds or less is hoisting them out. I'll give you my story, the Grace Fellowship tale, which is a tale of nobody. It's basically the live stream that nobody wants to edit in the same day. We can't get our live stream to stay up, so we will film it with my cameras and we'll come back later. Horrible lighting. I've told you about this. You know, I think it was a couple weeks ago. Horrible lighting. It's embarrassing. I wouldn't show it to any of you guys, but we slam it up on our YouTube so that people can have a look-see, a look-see if they missed it. And it's usually the week prior, we'll save it and it airs the week that we're filming the next one. So they're a week behind. They'll catch it a week behind. Nobody watches that. There's like 20 people who watch, you know, that. And that's on a good day. Maybe 7 people will check back in and go, oh yeah, let's see what happened last week type of thing. It's very rare. But we hopped into shorts and just started slamming up a couple clips. And we had like, I don't know, 20 subs, 30 subs, something rinky-dink over on the channel. I don't know what it is now, but like the message gets out there. We put it in shorts, and now we have more people viewing the full-length service, and we put it in reels, and there and whatever. Why does Facebook call it reels? They have their own version of reels. If you want expanded reach, you call it a reel. It's a post. I don't any whatever. If we're if well, posting Facebook all that vertical has, content,
no, they're reels. Like because Facebook reels. And Instagram have a reels section.
But when you go to post those things, they call it a reel, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it is just the recreated version on Instagram. That is whenever you when you do their back end, it is a post is native to your audience, and a reel is pushed to extended audience. Little tip out there for anybody really looking to do it. You want to attack. Yep. It post guarantees the saturation of your audience. Reel kind of takes a chance in the early days and goes outside of your audience. So when we started posting on all those things, the cumulative. I saw this the other day whenever I was looking at yours, but I could see the data now. The cumulative reach of Facebook, Instagram, and shorts, YouTube shorts for us has like, that's been a little bit of a thing for our little bitty church. It's like in the community, people have seen it. We just got over ourselves and stopped hiding it behind all these different walls of like, oh, this is our service. Nobody wants to watch an hour. No, they don't. But they'll watch 15, 30 seconds of whatever happened. Right. Jason had a nugget this week whenever he was preaching. We grabbed that nugget out of there, and the community got to hear that impactful nugget that the Lord brought. And it's not all the embarrassing moments of like, well, some of them are. I still put those up there. If you want to have some fun, I love this because they don't get control over it. But Jason was preaching, and he was saying, basically, you need God in your life. If you're relying entirely upon psychiatrists and whatnot, then you know you're going to have missed the point of living your best life. I'm paraphrasing a lot, but he had a pretty good God nugget right there. And so I dropped that inside of targeting and hashtagging like mental health group type things. And he eventually calls me and he goes, "You're going to get me killed. Like, would you please stop doing that?" I thought it'd be fun. See if we'd get a response. Oh, we got a response all right.
Yeah, I have seen a lot of those from your church that have popped up on a variety of platforms. And they're cool. Like that's something that why not do more of that? Because it can in just that little nugget, it can make an impact to somebody. Like a conversation I had with, I think it was mom and grandma a couple weeks ago. You know, grandma had kind of mentioned she hates being late to church. And part of that is the way that she's always done it and always been raised and hates being late. But by being late, like service starts at 10:30. If she's not there by 10, she's late.
Right. Oh yeah.
And, I feel that. And I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. But me, I'm one of those that, I don't subscribe to the, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. No, 15 minutes early is early. And a minute late is late. A minute early is early. On time is on time. Like, that's just the way it is, which is why I kind of tease us all the time when we wind up going late. 99% of the times we have been late. Because
not today.
It may be,
not today.
Not today. We were on time. And we're going to end early.
We're going to have to.
Yes, we have to. But that was kind of the thing where I'm one of those that I've had people walk in the middle of my message. And I mean, like, there was a time I remember I was in the last like 10 minutes. Like, I'm landing the plane. I'm on my third wrap up for this message. And somebody comes walking in the door to sit down and listen to it. And it was somebody who had kind of been off and on fairly regular, but not super regular. And they just sat down and in. And I remember there were some people that were upset with that. And how disrespectful is that? And I'm like, disrespectful to me? Disrespectful to God? I mean, what do you, I think God would rather you be late than never. I mean, he's long suffering. He's holding out until the very last minute. There are a lot of us that were late to the party. And yet he still did it. So for me, it's like, the same God that can deliver a message to somebody in my 30-minute message or a 45-minute message or an hour-long message can also deliver exactly what somebody needs in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
So I don't have an issue with that. So when it comes to the shorts, like, okay, they may not get the whole thing, but they may have gotten exactly what they needed in that 30-second clip, that 15-second clip. Just a thought, just a nugget that all of a sudden it's like, oh, whoa. And it kind of draws them in closer. So that's where I do like the short form. I finally come around on short form. It's taken me years.
I know.
But I finally came around, especially after putting more of the Bible content out and the, you know, the sermon clips. And it's like, oh, this actually can be very beneficial and very helpful.
Well, what I've noticed for pastors is a little nugget for us is that this can and potentially has the opportunity to cut down on a lot of follow-up or just reach out, second, third, fourth reach out. Because say you have folks who aren't able, let's be honest here, nobody's making 4 weeks out of the month, okay? None of us have folks who are, except for the core, who are cranking and they're going to be there every Sunday. So you have the folks who are kind of, I want to get up and go to church and do whatever, but I got family stuff or baseball or whatever's going on. And they're going to catch those little nuggets, or maybe they're on the fence, or maybe they've been asking the Lord for a word and that pops up. God can use that little bitty 15-second clip to pop up in their feed and give them a nudge to go, hey, I'm right here. I got you. I know exactly what's going on. And just to have the Christian content out there in the world to remind people that God is with them, or to remind them that there's a family of faith that meets, or to remind them of the little nuggets that they may have forgotten, I think is incredibly powerful for pastors. And especially nowadays, because I'm just going to say it, because there is more unpopular opinion. So get ready to kick me off. There is more Crudola that's coming out. Okay? And it's almost like we need to step up and put some of that stuff in order. Like, for a while, there was a void, and we were speaking into the void. Like, there was no Christian influence. Yeah. And then now there's like the opposite. There's a ton of people who are talking about things of God, and you're like, what are you? What even is this? What is this hate speech coming out of here? No, thank you. So I think it's even more important now. I'm kind of getting a shift there. And shorts, reels, all posting on all these different platforms, I think this is the way to not get your name out there, but to get his message out as far and as wide as possible, which is something that's beautiful for us small church pastors, because we're not trying to fill the pews. We just simply get to do our thing in a small audience, and then we get to package it up and fling wide the seeds, and it goes. It's amazing. I
flinging,
love it.
Flinging wide. You say flinging wide.
Heavenly gate.
Now I am brought back to that GIF that you posted weeks back when we were talking about content and what we were going to do with Diana. And you basically pulled in that elephant that just grabs the mud and just flings it all over the place. But yes, with the reels, that's where, you know, we're talking reels and the impact and the reach that they have. It is a huge reach. Reels have huge reach beyond our core. but it does reach our core. It can reach our people. I think maybe the other thing that we don't think about when it comes to these platforms is that I would venture to say that Instagram and the demographic of the people that actually use Instagram might be the most reflective of churches across the board. Because I would venture to say, and this is just a stab from a small church pastor in my own experience and what I've seen moving around, is if your church is 50-50, male, female, yes, there's only two genders. If that's the case, then you're in the minority, because more often than not, they swing a little heavy one way or the other. And generally, what I've seen is they generally swing more heavy towards the females, the women, which is an adult female, by the way. It swings more there, so they're a little bit more heavy. And most churches, the demographic, are typically, you know, adults and parents kind of in that 25 to 45 range. And that's where a lot of them are. And then it goes up from there. It doesn't typically go much lower than there, typically, especially talking small church context. And when you look at the platforms and where they're at, that is almost exactly Instagram's demographic.
Yeah.
That's like the sweet spot of them. Facebook is very similar, but Facebook is typically a little bit older. And YouTube is a little bit more broad and a little more male heavy, and TikTok is a lot younger. So I would say that the ideal target demographic that churches will typically draw and have, it's very reflective to what Instagram has, which might be why we're seeing success and engagement with the Reels, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, because they are closer to the demographics of the church. So it's just kind of fascinating. And like you had also mentioned, and I just kind of wanted to bring that up too, was that, we got John Hayes, a comment came in. I hit the wrong button. Wait a minute. Is this actually live? We're going to ignore John Hayes. We're not talking to him.
John, just because you don't get to chat today,
That'd
mean you got to be hateful. All right.
But the other thing is like the comments that we might get on there. You talked about how there's, what term did you use? Crud. I was going to say doo-doo. There is crud. And I think part of that is that I don't think most people are intentionally putting out crud. And maybe my perception of what the crud is out there is different from your crud that is out there. My perception of the crud is those who are either not equipped to really deliver it, or those who are not anointed to deliver it. And so there's just that gap. But the main reason that they're doing it is because there is a void. We haven't been there. Nature abhors a vacuum. There will be stuff that is put out there. So they're going to put something out. And if we're not going to do it, somebody else is going to do it. And what is typically happening is you've got a lot of baby Christians that are looking for encouraging content that's out there, and that's all they're finding. So they're flocking towards it. And then what we wind up seeing is it doesn't have a lot of depth to it, nor does it have, and by depth, I don't mean like, oh, this is deep and profound. I'm talking depth as in like secure footing and foundation, like it's unmovable, unshakable. And so a lot of it that doesn't have deep roots, it's not that type of depth, is easily swayed by whatever is going on. Yes, I said roots again.
Just checking.
It was all roots.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But if I have to see one more revelation study, you know, from Joe Blow in his bedroom about his take on the grasshoppers and it's like, man, no more. Or like some woke version of Jesus, just, you know, he would really behave differently in this new trans culture. Stop. That's the stuff where I'm like,
yeah, crud.
And it's crud, but it's like
unequipped,
massively viewed. So if I was to give it like target segments, like if there were pastors who are anointed to go into like those those topics of sexuality, or I know they're out there. Ones who could do the political spectrum without diving in. That's not me. We've already proven that a couple of times. We bring that up, I get fired up. And then, or those end times eschatology type teachings, yeah, who could do that with integrity. That it's tough. Like you said, the anointing isn't there. And so those of you who have it, I'm going to directly address you. Those of you who have it, please, for the love of all that's good, step up and at least put it out there via reels, I would say. And any method, spread the poop, spread it everywhere.
Well, and that's the thing. When you wind up spreading a lot of those little nuggets, it may not be a full in-depth deep dive into it that is complete. Like I get people all the time just on the Bible verse shorts. They're like, you know, this is good and I like it and you're doing a great job with the content, but would you explain it a little bit? I mean, I know what it means, but other people might not know what it means. And it's like, one, no, I'm not going to do it because one, I don't want to. And I don't feel God has called me to explain it deep dive. If you want the explanation on some of the verses that I've got, Full Faith Church, Sheraton, Iowa, 10:30 a.m. Central on Sundays. But
that's exactly it, though, man, because that's what a short is. A short is to whet the appetite that you got a nugget, and if you want more, you go to that person's page. You start finding that person. All it does is it is exposure and it is authority. So if they happen to see you again, I saw this guy. I've seen him before. Yep. I've seen some of his reels. Or if what's even better is if they catch you on Instagram and then on YouTube or something, then they have a way to track you. It's like, oh, I'm going to click on his channel and do a deep dive because I know he'll be longer here. Because I did that the other day. I was watching, they were interviewing a veteran and he had an amazing story and it was a short. And it's like, they pause it in the middle of that short. And it's gone. Like, you know how YouTube's set up. You can't find it. It was so truncated. It was like, this isn't enough for me. I will find you.
I will find you one of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's exactly what it's for. It Reels, Facebook, don't hate on Facebook, even though it's getting older. Maybe it's a demographic thing. I still find most of my people, like locally, I still find them still operating on Facebook in a significant way.
Yeah. No, Facebook is still there. If I were to rank on my preference of viewing short form content, it would be Reels, Shorts, IG Reels, YouTube Shorts, Facebook Reels, TikToks. That's also kind of where I'm seeing the views too. Even though I think on a consistent basis, the Instagram or the YouTube is maybe slightly higher than Instagram in view count, it's similar. But from a viewing experience, the one thing I wish they would do a better job of, which I don't think they've quite narrowed, YouTube is better, searching back up a reel. That is impossible on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can't. There's a search function. It doesn't matter what you type in. They're not going to give you anything you actually searched for.
So true.
That's true. It's just ridiculous. Although I haven't tried searching for any of the Bible verses. I wonder if that would work. I might have to try that.
It would be a miracle.
Anywho, hey, we need to get out of here. I want to wrap this up. And John and Trey talking about something being off in this episode and whatever.
No.
You guys picking on us in the chat just because we were in a hurry and we couldn't pull up lots of comments this week. Anything else you want to say, Jared?
No, I think you've just about said it.
You know what we didn't talk about that I'm glad we didn't talk about? Horses. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. But we don't have time right now. So until next time, stay blessed, enjoy God's best, and have a fantastic week.